I'm peering in the window of the home that once was ours. It separates all warmth and love from unforgiving stars. Colored lights around the edges, snowflakes on the pane, dividing me from happiness I'll never know again. So many years you tried so hard to build our perfect life. Too many years a husband, too many years a wife, to number all the ways I failed to choose a final straw. Would take a greater power than mine, invoke a higher law. And by that law I'm bound to exile, never to return. The lesson of losing love is a painful one to learn. You never meant to hurt me, you just had to save yourself. Now the only gift that I can give is being someplace else. I'm walking down that lonesome road, cars go rushing past. In everyone, a family or a friend whose friendships last. Lights are coming on now to chase away the dark. Somewhere far away, could there be one redeeming spark? One last chance for forgiveness from God, if not from thee. I'll live in search of that elusive possibility. A single star above me, no place to lay my head. I'll walk that road until I die and make the earth my bed. For though I bought you diamond rings and presents by the score, you paid for everyone with tears till you cry no more. And after all these years of thinking only of myself, the best gift I can give you now is being someplace else. Yes, the best gift I can give you now is being someplace else.
A song called The Best Gift by local singer-songwriter, local to Urbana, Ann Clements, which was one of about 20 songs contributed by local singer-songwriters, part of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, during the last couple of Tuesdays, where the collective presented some benefit concerts for Toys for Tots at the Clark Bar in Champaign, which is their regular home, as it were. And we thought on today's show, live and local, we would bring you some of these songs, both recorded and live in our studio. And that's what's going to happen today. So it's a lot of Christmas songs today, but probably not one of which you've heard before unless you happen to have been at one of those performances at the Clark Bar. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. We're your connection to local performances throughout our listening area, and we appreciate your joining us today. The Singer-Songwriter Collective was started in the spring of 2011 by Jeff Arrigo and Christopher Todd Durnall. I know that Jeff Arrigo is a singer-songwriter because he's been here before, but I really don't know how Todd got into this whole thing, but Jeff and Todd are both here, so why don't you talk a little bit about how did this get started, where did the idea come from?
Actually, it goes back, 2011. Yeah, that would be right.
And this is Todd Durnall.
Yeah, and I was a volunteer at the IMC here in town.
Independent Media Center.
Correct, and I was in the shows group, and I had an idea to do an open mic, a series of open mic shows, each week highlighting different things, like 1 week music, 1 week we were going to do stand-up comedians, we were going to do a poetry slam, and then there was going to be like a talent contest for the fourth week of the month. And as this idea came up, Jeff came to one of the meetings, and Jeff had an idea. If you would take over.
Well, what I really wanted to do was host something in my house where songwriters would get together once a month or so. And it turned out that so I was coming to the Independent Media Center just to say, can you help me advertise this? Or do you know, who do I talk to about this so I can get the word out? Because I was pretty new in town at that point. I didn't really know much of the music community. So after we talked about it for a while, Todd and I both decided it would probably be better to do it in a more public venue so we could get a wide, I think in particular he was concerned about, you know, high school age people just a wider variety of people being able to come to the meetings and to the times when we get together. So we decided to do it at the IMC for the first
like 8 months, I think we did it. Yeah, 8 months we did it there. And slowly but surely we had a steady group. And
When you say group, do you mean group of songwriters or group of songwriters and people coming to hear?
We didn't really have too many people just coming to hear. Yeah. We would on occasion, but it was mostly just the songwriters who would show up and
that's
share
really
the tunes.
That was what I had in mind was more of a. It's not really a workshop because we don't do a lot of critique of each other's music. It's just a place to come and share. My idea was something new that you're working on, and we do that a lot. We also reach back into our canon or whatever and play all kinds of stuff. So, and we've even done like a covers round where people say, this isn't the artist that inspires me, and we'll cover other people's songs occasionally.
When did you move to Clark Bar in Champaign?
Well, that came about at the end of the year last year. There were some political things going on at the IMC that I don't want to go into, but we needed another venue basically, and I had always had an idea. I've been promoting music now for about 12 years, and I started off in Bloomington with Eva Hunter and Jeff Baran, and Eva had played over here several times at a place called the Clark Bar, and I always loved that bar. It's just a little feels like a house when you walk in, and it's got a great setup. There's a great stage in the back room. There's a whole nother bar in the basement, and we decided to confront the owner of the Clark Bar and see if we could do the shows there or do the meetings there. And she agreed to it as long as I would book the other Tuesday nights as like a singer-songwriter showcase. Yeah.
So the first Tuesday of the month is when the songwriters just get together on their own, and that's not
correct.
A public event. The second Tuesday of the month is the showcase where some number of them, 1, 2, 3, or 4, or
two or three performers. Now, obviously, this show was special. And the reason why this show came, the two shows came about is because December ended up, Christmas Day is on a Tuesday, so the bar is going to be closed, and I really only had 2 weeks to work with, and I thought, well, why not just have a benefit show for Toys for Tots for both of those nights? And so I talked to everybody, but I made a stipulation in that in performing, you had to write a brand new Christmas song.
Christmas song.
Right.
And everybody did.
And everybody did.
And we have a great many of them represented today, starting with Jeff.
Yeah. Are you ready?
We're ready. Do you want to talk about the inspiration for this song or just do it?
This is a naughty Christmas song. But I promise it'll be all good on the air. There's nothing I shouldn't say, I don't think.
You don't. Oh, it's the I don't think part that makes me nervous.
What's that?
It's the I don't think part that makes me
nervous. Oh, yeah. No, okay. I think we're good. Right? Yeah. This is called the Raggedy Doll Christmas song. Christmas morning, oh, what a joy. You've always been my favorite toy. Wide-eyed wonder lying in our bed, grinning like a little boy. Check the children snug in their bed, our little brunette, our little towhead. Well, Santa's gonna spend a little time with Mrs. Claus instead. Come on over here and sit on Santa's knee. Tell old Saint Nick what you really need. You see, I could be your Lincoln Log, your Slinky and your Shrinky Dink, if you could be my Raggedy Doll. Hush now, I hear the floorboards creak, pitter-patter of four little feet. Shouts of happiness, ain't it a treat to see what Santa brought? Mr. and Mrs. come down the stairs, tatters of wrapping paper everywhere. I got exactly what I wanted this Christmas day. Come on over and sit on Santa's knee. Tell old Saint Nick what you really need. I could be a Lincoln Log, a Slinky and your Shrink-a-Dink, if you can be my Raggedy Doll, like a rag. Your bouncy ball, your pickup sticks, if you could be my Raggedy Doll. That's it.
That's it. That's all right. The Raggedy Doll Christmas song. Jeff Arrigo's creation here. So you just wrote this within the last month or so?
Yeah, I did. I think I wrote it over Thanksgiving. I wrote the music over Thanksgiving, and then Thanksgiving break, and then I wrote the words shortly thereafter.
And did you ever, when you were a kid, like run into Santa and Mrs. Claus, you know, that inspired this song?
No, I don't believe I did. I'd be more scarred today if I had.
I had to ask. Jeff is one of the organizers of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective that did a couple of benefits for Toys for Tots the last couple of Tuesdays, and As Todd said a few minutes ago, the stipulation was everybody had to make a Christmas song. And there were some 20 singer-songwriters between the 2 weeks. And we've heard two so far. Ann Clements opened our show. She was not here today, but she sent us a recording of hers. We heard a couple yesterday, actually. William Dicker came into the studio, I think, 2 days ago and recorded a couple for us. We'll have another one of those coming up. And also Kenna Mae Rice came in yesterday and recorded for us. Neither of them could make the live show today. We heard one of Kenna Mae's yesterday, and we'll hear another one coming up. And then a rather curious one from Michael Meadows to come. We'll see if we get all these in today. If not, I've got some time that I can run the rest of them tomorrow. But the rest of what you'll hear today, besides those I just mentioned, are live in our studio. Including next by Justin Kessel. Justin's mm-hmm. a first timer on the show.
Yes, I am.
I think everybody else who's on today has been on the radio show before.
John Coppice as well.
Yeah, John's been on once or twice, and John McMahon's been on before, and the rest to come. So, therefore, I know nothing about you, Justin. Why don't you tell me something about you?
Oh wow, Where to start? Like, I'm a programmer by trade. That's my what I do during the day, but I'm...
I assume you're talking about computers.
Exactly. Computer programmer. And on the side, I like to do a lot of artistic type things. Music. I play a bunch of different instruments. I do YouTube videos of me playing said instruments and kind of put them all together to make a song.
So what are those? Some of those instruments besides the guitar?
Oh, wow. Bass guitar and drums, kind of the classic... trio that you'd see, like, you know, electric guitar, bass guitar, drums. But I played flute since high school. I've been teaching myself piano the past couple of months.
So you could overdub your whole band, in other words.
It's exactly
band.
What I do, yeah.
That is what you do.
I video myself in different, like, scenes playing along with the recording. So here I am playing bass guitar in my videos. I just edit them together so it's, you know, shows me playing flute at this part and playing guitar, singing in this part and whatnot. It's been... kind of a fun little project.
So if one wanted to find you on YouTube, that you just go to look up Justin Kessel?
Yeah, or Lennit is probably the better name. L-E-N-N-I-T is like my name everywhere. But
Lennit?
Lennit, yeah. But yeah, if you go to YouTube and search for Justin Kessel or Lennit, you should be able to find a whole slew of videos. I think I have 50 or 60 now.
Wow, so we can find out more about you that way.
Yeah, I did like a video every week for 6 or 7 months just to try it out and just to make myself play more music.
And so. You've been participating in the collective for a while?
Oh, yeah, since it actually moved to the Clark Bar.
Yeah.
So not so much the past few months. I had a vocal injury that I'm working on. So I'm starting to crawl out of my little cave for this show. Since I heard about it, I really wanted to do it. Writing a song was a little daunting, but it was okay. But I was like, okay, I need to get back out there and try my voice out. I've been working with a really awesome voice teacher who's been helping me release tension in my voice. So.
And any particular inspiration for your song?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I have a lot of atheist friends who love Christmas. And it feels weird for them to want to celebrate at least the general gift-giving, being with family, helping other people out. And they don't have a song. There's all these beautiful, amazing songs written for the actual, you know, the Christ aspect of Christmas. And then, you know, there's some more just Jingle Bells or non-type of religious songs. But I didn't really know of anyone or any song for atheists who love Christmas. So it's kind of with that mentality, but at the same time, really viewing Christmas and trying to see what Christmas is really about. That it's one of a few holidays that if we did not have holidays during winter, it would be really, really hard to get through.
It certainly would. And and does it have a name?
Yeah, it's actually called Atheist Christmas.
Atheist Christmas.
Yeah, that's the working title right now. A friend of Jeff's had a really good name for it, but I don't know. That I might take it, which was Atheistmas, but. Yeah. It's like you pulled me aside after the show, and I'm like, oh, I like that. Yeah. I'm not comfortable with changing it yet, but.
That's okay. Well, you can certainly sing it. Justin Kessel, live on Live and Local.
Picture winter. Without holidays, just one long dull streak, all covered in gray. And we all need something to get through cold days. And even us skeptics need to play. Have trees and lights and candy canes and snowball fights. The heart of the matter is not which religion is true. We can all care and give and help each other find strength to live. It's a new way of thinking, an atheist Christmas and you. Whatever reason that brings us together, be that holidays or stormy weather, and shouldn't be tied to one's belief,
We can still try to give relief. We can have trees and lights and candy canes and snowball fights. The heart of the matter is not which religion is true. We can all care and give and help each other find strength to live. It's a new way of thinking, an atheist Christmas and you. A holiday doesn't have to be holy. The underlying caring remains. You don't need a God to care for our neighbors. Smith, Goldstein, O'Brien, Hussein. We can have trees and lights and candy canes and snowball fights. The heart of the matter is not which religion is true. No, we can all care and give and help each other find strength to live. It's a new way of thinking, an atheist Christmas and you. An atheist Christmas and you. An atheist Christmas and you.
Justin Kessel, live on Live and Local, an Atheist Christmas, newly created song for Christmas for the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective. Thanks very much.
That's Thank you. Song.
And this and all the songs heard on today's program are all recently created for the collective for one or the other of their two recent benefit shows that were at the Clark Bar in Champaign these last two Tuesdays, benefiting Toys for Tots during this Christmas season. And you can go see various singer-songwriters from the collective every second Tuesday at Clark Bar.
No, every Tuesday, basically.
Oh, it is every Tuesday.
Yeah, it's every Tuesday. So the first Tuesday of the month is the Singer-Songwriter Collective where we meet. And then every Tuesday after that, I have three or four shows a month of two or three performers who do a showcase.
Okay, and that's Todd Durnall, who along with Jeff Rieger are the organizers of the collective. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from Lincoln Square in Urbana, a lifestyle center which includes unique and independently owned specialty shops like the Art Coop, Brownfield Sports, So Sassy, Wind, Water, and Light, and Pretty Nails. As I mentioned a little earlier, we had a couple of the songwriters come in to our station the last couple of days. They couldn't make it today and record their songs. We played one from William Dicker on yesterday's program, and he laid down a second one, and we got to talk about it a little bit, so we'll let him introduce this. Of course, we're here today to hear your Christmas creation.
Yes.
And you have a particular aspect to your personality, or at least your alter life, that would seem to particularly qualify you to write songs for Christmas Santa Claus.
It could influence that. Yes, I have been known to impersonate Mr. Claus on occasion.
Well, I have to tell you that. I mean, this, of course, is a radio show, not a television show, and so I will tell the listeners that it looks to me like Santa Claus without his suit is sitting across from me.
No.
So
I like to think that.
You dress down for radio.
Apparently. Yes, I dress down for radio. That would be appropriate. That and the suit is so warm that I'm dripping wet after an in-house visit.
So, Santa, a.k.a. Bill Dicker, what does your song need any prelude other than just doing it?
No. It's the only thing is it's called Magnificent Love. So you ready?
I'm ready if you are.
Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Carolers singing Silent Night. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. People looking for the light. And it's merry, merry, merry Christmas. All my sorrows will be joy. Merry, merry, merry Christmas from a poor small boy. Most stand in the power of the light. From the darkness comes the glimmer. A spark in the emptiness brings such hope. A little peace for us to cope. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Carolers singing Silent Night. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. People looking for the light. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. All my sorrows will be joys. Merry, merry, merry Christmas from a poor small boy. The story of the child that saved us well in a simple tale just meant to tell. The power of illumination draws us in, makes it so we can live as kin. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Carolers singing Silent Night. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. People looking for the light. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. All my sorrows will be joys. Merry, merry, merry Christmas from a poor small boy. Brother to brother, sister to sister, magnificent love comes to us quicker. We walk hand in hand with gentle peace. Magnificent love will never cease. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Carolers singing Silent Night. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. People looking for the light. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. All my sorrows will be joys. Merry, merry, merry Christmas from a poor small boy. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
That song actually called Magnificent Love from William Dicker, who's also in the band Catcher's Hollow with his wife and some others. And he was one of the numerous singer-songwriters, part of the Champaign Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, creating new Christmas songs as part of their recent benefits for the Toys for Tots program. And Bill was in here a couple of days ago, laid that down for us. We are live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9, and haven't had many female voices so far. We opened up with a song from Ann Clements, and we have next with us Margaret O'Brien, who was on the show. When were you here, Margaret?
A couple of months ago.
Has it been
that
long?
Sound right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I had seen a picture of you in the paper or something. They had done a profile of you on the in the News
Gazette
or something.
I was a cover girl.
You were a cover girl, and I was intrigued by at least the way you talked about songwriting and so on. And then I don't know if I found a link or something to some songs and loved the sound of your voice. And you were kind enough to come in, and you were probably playing for the collective. And so you're back, and I'm glad to have you back. Now, Margaret, unlike the rest, of our songwriters who are all playing guitar plays the mountain dulcimer.
Yes.
Which sits across her lap. And as I recall, it's just easier for you to play because of some physical issues.
Well, it's easier to press down. It's only got four strings, two of which are the same, but it's just easier to press down than it is for me to wrap my wrists around a guitar and squeeze. I don't have that much strength. So, and it's a lot simpler to play than a guitar.
Well, and it lends a really different sound. I mean, the quality of your voice and the character of the songs is probably a little different than the others we've heard. Your songs tend to be quite personal. They come from your life.
Yeah, and so is this one.
And so is this one. So what do you want to say about it before you do it?
This is called All Along, and I've never written a Christmas song before, I think like several of us. And when I sat down and wrote some words, by the time it came to the chorus, everything just sounded so schmaltzy and corny, and I threw it out. Came back to it two times, and I just couldn't live with it. And I finally came up with some words that had meaning to me that I could actually believe and sing.
So did you start out just thinking, I have to write a Christmas song, and so whether you tried to get rid of them or not, ended up using a certain number of Christmas time cliches or something like that?
Right, and that's just not me. There's a lot of great songs out there, and I loved singing them at the Clark Bar with everybody, but I couldn't write one and sing it and really feel like it was genuine from me. So,
unless it came from your life.
Yeah.
Will it be self-explanatory, or do you want to?
Somewhat. I mean, as I'll say in the first verse, I grew up in a large family, south side of Chicago, Irish Catholic, 8 kids. And just a lot of, when I thought about all the memories I've had of it, both of my folks are gone now. My mom actually died on this day 13 years ago. My dad was a lawyer, and he would bring home the dictaphone at the holidays, especially Christmas, and he'd line us all up, and he'd make a real big to-do out of it, and he'd introduce us, you know, with formality, and then he'd ask us what we wanted for Christmas and ask us to sing a song, and so we'd be belting out songs like we were, you know, on stage. It was great. We still have those tapes now. Somebody converted them to a cassette tape. And just precious memories like that made you feel, in a family of 8, that you got to, you know, have your day in the sun.
So does that mean that you got your start as a songwriter way back then?
Well, I didn't actually write a song until my dad had passed away, and I was missing him so much that the words just suddenly poured out of me. My first song that I ever wrote was about my dad.
Well, let's hear what poured out of you on the occasion of Christmas.
Okay.
For 2012.
Family of 8, Southside Irish, you could say. We may have been at odds, as most kids will do, that there was an unspoken truce on Christmas Day. Tinkerbell Cosmetics, oh, so dressed up, watching movies that showed once a year. Tearing down the stairs to find our gifts, giving them to with a joy sincere. Traveling through my childhood to see how I've grown. You know, worries can fade the joy of that time. And sometimes I felt so very alone, as though life were a mountain to climb. But dwelling on your trouble can't cloud your sight. You know the truth lies somewhere between right or wrong. And when I sat myself down late last night, I saw that what really matters is the love I've had all along. secret place where the presents were hidden. A Shirley Temple doll was my dream, with her curly hair tied in a ribbon. Each year, Dad would bring the dictaphone and proudly announce our name and age. We'd tell him what we wanted Santa to bring, or we'd belt out a song like we were on stage. And traveling through my childhood to see how I've grown, you know, worries can fade the joy of that time. And sometimes I felt so very alone, as though life was a mountain I had to climb. But dwelling on your troubles can't cloud your sight. You know the truth's not found between right or wrong. And when I sat myself down late last night, I saw that what really matters is the love I've had all along.
That's it.
That's it, Margaret O'Brien. I forgot what you said you called it.
All Along.
All Along. A new Christmas song, or a new song for Christmas. Is really, I mean, that's really more appropriate probably for most of the songs that we've heard. They're songs for Christmas, whether they turn out to be Christmas songs. I suppose posterity will tell.
Yeah, yeah.
But newly created for the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective. You're listening to this, I guess you'd call it kind of a special edition of Live and Local for Christmas time. As I'm going to be going on break starting next Monday for a little while. So we thought we'd have a little holiday cheer of a different sort today. And next up, a guy who has spent a lot of his singing time, I guess, doing rock and roll music and that sort. John McMahon has been in various bands around and also singing singer-songwriter kind of things himself. He's been on the show twice, I think, both solo and coupled once. And glad to have you back.
Thank you.
You've been involved in the collective also since the beginning, or not quite?
Not so actively as a lot of the other people. Todd's kind of brought me along in recent months, and yeah, it's been fun.
What was the attraction? I haven't really asked anybody else that question, but is there a certain amount of comfort in hanging out with other people who also make songs?
Well, I mean, I've done this kind of thing with other groups of people in the past, but just wasn't doing it currently until Todd actually came out to see me.
Yeah, and I think I saw you play downtown with John.
And, you know, he invited me to do one of their Tuesday shows 2 or 3 months ago now, I guess. So as far as this group is concerned, that's kind of as far back as I go with it. But it's been fun.
And did you find the request to write a song for Christmas or Christmas song at all daunting?
At first, lucky for me, I was sort of in the middle of a song at that time that I hadn't finished yet. I was kind of nowhere as far as lyrics are concerned, but I kind of had an idea for the music. So I had at least a start on something.
Does that give an indication of how you usually write? Do you usually start with the music?
Yes, more often than not. Doesn't always come that way, but I'd say most of the time, yeah.
So when he said to do something for Christmas, you thought, oh, this music sounds like maybe Christmas music?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
And there we go. Any other introduction required?
I don't think so, other than...
it's kind of a companion piece with Jeff's song.
There's a certain amount of overlap in subject matter, but I don't know. I guess that'll be up for the listener.
Well, and for those who just tuned in, Jeff is Jeff Arrigo, who's the their co-organizer of the Singer-Songwriter Collective. He started things off with a Raggedy Doll Christmas song that had a little bit to do with hanky-panky between Santa and Mrs. Claus, I guess.
Mine doesn't go quite that far in the hanky-panky, I don't think. It just maybe briefly touches the subject. It's like there's also some overlap with maybe what Margaret just did. I mean, I'm also from a large Irish Catholic family, and so we've probably had a lot of similar childhood Christmas experiences, I would guess.
And yours is called?
This is simply called It's Christmas Time.
From John McMahon, live on Live and Local.
Christmas time, and here we are, having a drink at this little bar. Just you and me. By the Christmas tree. Just outside in the new fallen snow, led me here to the mistletoe. I found you. And I knew what to do. I kissed you there and I kiss you again. Any old time, just you say when. 'Cause you look so lovely sweater. It's Christmas time, Santa's been creeping. While all the little kids are all sleeping, visions of sugar plums dancing in their heads, while they're nestled in their beds. Let's drink that milk and eat those cookies, then go upstairs for a little nookie before the kids get up. Christmas presents. It's Christmas time for another year. Time for good friends, a time for cheer, a time to get together. By the Christmas tree. So peace on earth, goodwill to men, goodwill to women, all of them. And Merry Christmas.
John McMahon, It's Christmas Time, new song for Christmas. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
from the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective. They did a couple of benefits for Toys for Tots over the last couple of Tuesdays at Clark Bar in Champaign, and all 20 or so singer-songwriters who participated each created a new song for Christmas, and we're sharing some of those mostly live on the program today. The one we have next is a very different character, and Kenna Mae Rice, who is the baby of the bunch here, she's all of 18 years old, came in yesterday and recorded a couple of songs for us. We played one of them yesterday, which was called My Lovin' Won't Fit in a Stocking. This one, however, hasn't given a name yet, and we'll just air her introduction to that song from yesterday.
It's hard to turn on the news without hearing about what happened in Newtown. And when we were challenged to write a Christmas song, I wrote one like a month ago. But this Monday, I sat down and I was just playing, and I couldn't get it out of my head, this image of parents, you know, having the best time buying new gifts for their 6-year-old kids or 7-year-old kids and tucking them away and hiding them and wrapping them tight so the kids can't peek. And now they don't have kids anymore. And I have a lyric in there that's directly that image, and I just think that that's one of the most heartbreaking things that I've ever thought about. And I first played it Tuesday night at the Toys for Tots benefit at the Clark Bar. So it's a new song, and it's kind of hard to play just because it's a little bit emotional, but it's the most I can do to kind of send my condolences to the people who are suffering from that. So.
And what are you calling it?
I don't have a name for it.
Kenna Mae's song.
Kenna Mae's song, right. I guess. So, all right.
Christmas Eve in a baby Nikki's room. Her husband Phil spent it alone in the living room filled with gloom. Parents light candles on the sides of the street. Network TV broadcasts them trying hard not to weep. This could easily be you, and it could easily be me. Just think of the parents with their presents wrapped and no children to peek. Not even the devil dares make a sound. His parents lay their baby boys and baby girls in the ground. Christmas Eve in a baby Nikki's room. Her husband Phil spent it in a living room alone filled with gloom.
A Song for Christmas in response to the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut by 18-year-old Kenna Mae Rice from our area, actually from Sydney to be specific. And she was part of the Champaign Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective collection of Christmas songs presented the last couple Tuesdays at the Clark Bar. You can always go to the Clark Bar on Tuesdays and hear various songwriters from the collective presenting there. Clark Bar is in Champaign. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9, and we have one more live song in our studio. Kenna recorded that yesterday for us. And John Coppice, known as the Limping Cowboy sometimes, is making a return appearance on the show here. I think this is your third time already.
I think so, yeah.
Somehow or another. And I was just told that you created this song today, so
yes.
This is even newer than any of the others. And I understand also that the one that you did do at the Clark Bar can't be aired
right.
by FCC rules, so we won't be hearing that one.
That was a little out of my usual realm, but I had just been and seen Robbie Foulkes in concert, and he can get really irreverent, and so that kind of
you decided to do the
me.
Same, yeah. So you're not wearing your cowboy hat today. Does that mean this is not going to be a cowboy Christmas song?
Well, it's not a cowboy Christmas song, but there's a mention of Western stuff in there. So.
Well, and something like
yeah.
that. You've got inspiration. I mean, this is a guy who's got his own crafted leather piece on, what do you call that?
The pick guard.
The pick guard.
Yeah, carved leather pick guard. Looks beautiful.
Yeah, but you don't have your leather strap today.
A lot of times when I'm seated to play, I won't wear a strap, but...
He crafts those, too.
Yep.
He'll make you something in leather if you want him to.
Will do.
For a... with a long enough lead time, I guess.
Yeah, now. I'm booked through Christmas. I've got several things I... get.
All right.
Yeah.
So what have you got for us?
Well, I decided to write this song for my mother because... she started a tradition a long time ago of buying me a bag of chocolate cream drops every Christmas. And she then died in 2005. And so this song is about when that first happened and how it transpired. Chocolate cream drops for Christmas.
From John Coppice on Live and Local.
On Christmas morning, when I was a 5-year-old boy, I walked about the rooms of our house with my favorite new toy. Strapped round my waist was a double gun belt rig, like the cowboys on TV I loved. On every table were pies and all kinds of cake. One dish had fudge and cookies that my mother had baked. A plain white bag there captured my eye. They were cream drops, so I gave them a try. From then on, every Christmas, when my mother went into town, she bought me a bag of cream drops. I said they kept my eyes brown. When she passed on in 2005, I thought the tradition was done, but a white bag was there at my sister's. The tag said it was from Mom.
My siblings have blue eyes and hazel. My mother and I both have brown. And I think now she smiles from heaven. Every year when I have found chocolate cream drops for Christmas, a whole bag so rich and so sweet. Chocolate cream drops for Christmas, a gift she always gave me.
Brand new song, as of, I guess, we're the first people hearing it.
That's right.
Nobody's heard that before. Right now, from John Coppas, live on Live and Local. Chocolate Cream Drops for Christmas from the all these singer-songwriters today from the Champaign Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective. And I want to say thanks to Todd Durnell for organizing essentially everybody to come in today, and Jeff Arrigo for co-organizing the collective with Todd, and to all the singers who came in and shared your songs. Appreciate it very much.
Interesting fact, Jeff and Todd, founders, Mike Meadows and I are charter members.
Charter members. Well, speaking of Mike Meadows, first, you're listening to 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR and Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, which I'm saying as fast as I can because this one is a piece of sheer kleptomania from Michael Meadows himself.
Hark the herald angels roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Frosty the Snowman and a partridge in a pear tree. Come and behold him and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, "Are you married?" We'll say, "Noel, Noel." The angels we have heard on high sweetly singing doo-da, doo-da, and the mountains in reply echoing two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? He knows when you're awake. He had a very shiny nose when you've been bad or good, so be good for good. King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. And we danced by the light of the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight. Nails, spears shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. If the fates allow, until then we'll have to muddle through somehow, somewhere, and have ourselves a very merry Christmas in a pear tree.